Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel podcast. This is the midweek refill portion of the podcast where we talk through our current year's Bible reading plan. And I bring on a guest each week from our staff or our leadership, and we talk about a passage that we read this week. So we're on week 17 of that Bible reading plan. If you want to read along with us, you can go to firstfamily.church, and then under resources, go to Bible reading plan. And this week, like I said, we're on week 17, and I've got our Next Gen director, Adam Bailey, back with us this week. And yeah, excited to have you on again, Adam. Always has some good words to bring to us. So what do you got, Adam?
Yeah, you know, when I was looking at the Bible reading and just the passages that were kind of assigned for this week, it's a lot of narrative. So we're kind of in that section where we're in stories. We're in the landscape of this is the people of God kind of doing their thing, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And I really began to just kind of ponder on those passages in 1 Samuel. You know, I'm not saying I'm endorsing the House of David on Amazon Prime. I'm not saying I'm endorsing it, but it has been really interesting. It's always fun to like see like modern day takes.
For those that don't know, what is it?
Yeah, it's basically just following the story of David. And they do it in a dramatic way. I mean, they put a caveat on there that this is not, you know, super biblical, but there's actually some good biblical elements to it. But it gives kind of some life to it. And so I've actually been thinking about just the story of David a lot. And they kind of focus on David and the story of David and Goliath. And I don't know if they're going to re-up for more seasons or not, but it helps me think through like who the person of David is and his reliance on the Lord. And then really the downfall of Saul. And that's kind of where we were in this Bible reading, is the rising up of Saul and then the downfall of Saul and the rising up of David. And the thing that I think you can miss in the narrative sections of scripture is like, what are the elements that I can, like, what are the principles I can use to apply this passage? Because a lot of it's history. I mean, this is, you know, to remind ourselves, when you open your Bible, yes, you're reading a inspired, inerrant book, but you're also reading actual history. And that's what you're getting in a lot of these, you know, Old Testament books. And so the thing that I was really trying to pull out of the section that really hit me, and it's been actually hitting me really over the last several weeks, is that God cares so much for our holiness. Mm. When you look at the person of Saul, you see a guy who fit he checked all the boxes. He was tall, he was good looking, really unlike myself. and he just checked all the boxes as a king. And eventually you saw his demise. And really, what was it? It was arrogance. It was pride. It was, God, I don't need you anymore to do this. And then you see the rising up of David, a lowly shepherd boy who no one would have picked. Father didn't even want him. It's like, oh yeah, I even forgot about this son. He's out in the field, probably smells and stinks. And then Samuel anoints him. And so the thing that I kept thinking about is, well, really twofold. One, really just the idea that the will of God cannot be stopped. Whatever God wills will happen. And so like, there's a matter of just, this is how God has designed history to unfold, and this is what he does, and he is moving and maneuvering things, and he has planned this from before time began, and you see it unfold. But what you're seeing in the people is this lack of understanding what God really desires. And I think what he's showing us, even in the Psalms that you were reading this week, is that like humanity really is terrible. Like when you read the Psalms, and we read the Psalms of David in particular, you just realize, God, I need you. I am woefully just lacking in any sort of good thing in me. Like it's just this constant reminder that we fall short so much. And I think you see that played out in these characters. And really what scripture does is kind of holds up David as an example for us, but an imperfect example. But what it just showed me is, man, God is after our holiness and our righteousness. He is after us becoming right with him. And I think that's something we need to take seriously as New Testament believers. And so the thing that I was kind of challenging myself with and really wondering about our people is, I doubt there's too many people out there who probably walk into church thinking, I'm hot stuff. I think I'm amazing. I think I'm as arrogant as Saul and I'm just awesome. I'm just killing it. I think it's actually an indifference towards holiness that actually gets people. And actually, I think that's what gets me often. Do I struggle with pride at times? For sure. Do I struggle with arrogance at times? For sure, like many of us do. But I think often we just don't think about how can I be growing in holiness today? What's inside me that shouldn't be? What wickedness is being adopted into my lifestyle that God is trying to root out? And am I becoming a barrier in my own indifference for God and the Holy Spirit to actually work in my heart? And so my biggest challenge I feel like I've had in my own heart lately is what areas in my life need to be rooted out, shaved off, rounded off so that Christ's actual life can be lived out through me, so that when people see me, they actually see the life of Christ, not the life of Adam. And so when we see Saul and we see David pinned against each other, it's unmistakable. God is after a lowly, contrite heart that is humble before him, who hates sin, hates wickedness, and pursues holiness. So my question for myself is, how am I pursuing holiness today? Am I letting the truths of Scripture sink in deep to my heart so that holiness gets produced in me and through me? And so that's just the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And it's hard. It's hard at times to really wrestle with your own sin and see like what's in me that really should be rooted out. And so that's just my biggest takeaway from this section is God is after our holiness. He's not purely after our happiness in this life. He's after us becoming more and more rooted and becoming the image of Christ. And that's a huge takeaway for us, I think.
Yeah. Reminds me of a conversation I had with my wife, I think it was last week, and I don't remember what prompted it, but we were talking about sanctification, and I said something, it was a rhetorical question because the answer is yes, but I said, do you think we'll get to heaven and look back and realize how much higher God's standard for holiness is than we can possibly imagine? Like, we understand as Christians, we're born in sin, we regularly sin, we understand that, but I think we vastly underestimate how high the level of God's holiness is. So high that none of us could attain it at our very, very best. And it took God's own son getting crushed to root out that rebellion, that sin in our hearts. So I think we're just going to get to heaven and just go like, holy cow. And you know, no pun intended, but like how high is the holiness of God that we have taken so lightly in a lot of areas of our lives? Like Todd was saying on Sunday, like as sanctification increases, it gets more specific. And a lot of us just stop short in a lot of areas of our lives because we're like, well, like that's super specific. Mm-hmm. But as Christians, that's our lifelong pursuit is to continue to hone in and narrow down and be sanctified by the Holy Spirit to increase our holiness and to be like holy like God is.
Yeah. And I think this is why we come together too. This is why we need other people around us because we have blind spots. You know what the irony of a blind spot is? You're blind to it. You can't see it. And so the reality is we need other people around us to help point those things out. And I think that's why we need to encourage small groups being actively involved in the local church because people actually can help each other root out their own sin. And that takes work, that takes effort. But that's the beauty of the body of Christ is that we can actually help each other, bear with one another, each other's burdens, yes, but also call out sin and in each other and help each other in this whole process. Why? It's not because I'm trying to make you like feel good. Like, yes, I want you to be soothed with the gospel of Christ. That's a true thing. Like we are free in a sense in Christ. That is very, very true. But as Romans even says, we are not free to sin.
Right.
You know, we are free in Christ, but we are not free to sin. And so I think that's the beauty of the body of Christ is we are pursuing individual holiness together. Mm. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, Church, I know that was a little longer than 5 to 7 minutes, but yeah, I think it was the last couple of times you were on, Adam. So I think it's kind of becoming the norm.
Yeah.
But, so if you stuck with us, Church, I hope you were encouraged and challenged by this. And thanks for coming on, Adam. And we'll see you next time on the Gospel Fueled Podcast.